Tucson, good morning to you. Welcome into the 1030 The Voice studios. It is Monday, July 20th. You're listening to Tipping Point. I'm your host, Zach Yenser. In-depth news, conversation, and talk about the people, ideas, and issues shaping Tucson's future. I am looking forward to more than you know. Our conversation to kick off the week this week. Really looking forward to it. Usually we use Mondays to do a kind of talking Tucson, getting into the week, talking about the news. I'm so tired of the news today, though. And so today, this is a perfect, even better way to start the week. I'm getting to sit down with the co-creators and the co-founders this morning of Old Pueblo New Economy, a new podcast that just hit the scene here in Tucson. Three amazing people standing up, an audio experience featuring the mentors, the entrepreneurs, the rising stars, shaping the future, shaping the new economy in Old Pueblo. I'll introduce them in a second, but I had a simple request. I said, could we talk about why you started this? Tucson is an under-podcasted, under-radioed market. There's just not a lot of us. What you hope it accomplishes, some of the interesting people and ideas you've had on the podcast so far that are just now being released into the community. And then all three of these individuals, and I'll stop teasing you and actually tell you who they are in a minute, have a vision for the future of Tucson. And in the midst of all the massive challenges we're facing in our communities, coronavirus, social upheaval, addressing issues of race and class and all this right now, I could not be more excited to take just an hour and step back and cast some vision for Tucson. We'll keep talking about everything else throughout the week, but I'm looking forward to this conversation. I want to introduce the guy in studio with me. We've got two on our phone lines today. Aaron Eden is in studio. Aaron, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure, Aaron. Thanks for coming down. And I've learned how to do this over the last few months of doing on-air calls and interviews. I'm going to go to Nick. Nick Morin, how are you? Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And Julie Bonner, last but not least. Julie, are you on?
Hey, Zach. I'm here. Good to hear you guys. I'm excited to be on this with you.
Yes, likewise. Happy Monday. And we're having a little bit of a Monday issue in studio with one of the headphones, but we'll get it there. I want to start with Julie. Julie, give me the 30-second who are you, and then we'll get into this. I want to introduce you to our Tucson listening audience.
Hey, okay, so I'm Julie Bonner. I am a local artist, designer, and also marketing director for a tech startup, Freefall Aerospace. We've been on the show with you before, and I'm really excited to talk more about the kind of entrepreneurs and people I'm talking to on our podcast.
Super, Julie, thank you. I'm going to head over to Nick. Nick Morin, go ahead and introduce yourself this morning.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Nick Morin, and I run the Rising Stars podcast that really focuses on kind of the 40 under 40 crowd here in Tucson and shine a light on their stories and who they are so we can help with talent retention and talent attraction.
Wonderful, Nick Morin. Let's get Aaron Eden into this real briefly. Aaron, let's go ahead and introduce yourself to Tucson.
Hey, good morning, Aaron Eden. I'm the Chief Innovation Officer for Community Investment Corporation and longtime startup guy playing with Gangplank and co-founded Startup Tucson and lots of other fun stuff.
For sure. Great to have all of you on. I want to stick with Aaron on this one, but I'd love to get Nick's and Julie's and all of your thoughts before we go to our first break. Why did you start this podcast, Old Pueblo, New Economy? Give me a little bit of the founding story and why you thought to do it in the first place.
Well, it directly aligns with my why, and I'm guessing with Nick's and Julie's as well. Mine is to help others to continuously innovate so that they can create more value for whoever their customers are. And what I kept seeing in our entrepreneurial ecosystem was situations where we were doing amazing things and it just wasn't visible. And so I really see this as an opportunity to spotlight the amazing people and the amazing things that are happening around entrepreneurship in Tucson.
I love it. I love it. I don't want to steal Nick's thunder, but I think Nick came to me with this idea He came to a lot of people with this idea about a year and a half ago, but I really appreciated Nick saying, hey, I know we talk about some similar things. Does this fit in with what you're doing? And is it going to be, you know, like overtly competitive? It was a great conversation, Nick. I appreciate it. And I think I said, we have too many stories that don't get told. We need more storytellers branding this community as a future forward, community that is working, has great big ideas going. We need to tell those stories. We need more people doing that, not less. And so I'm excited about this, Aaron and Julie and Nick, because we share a common vision, I think, on that. Speaking of Nick Morin, let's get you in on this. Why did you and the team start this podcast, Old Pueblo, New Economy?
Yeah, Zach. So as a fellow Tucson Young professional, when I graduated U of A, a lot of my friends had left. A lot of my network had kind of fallen into that brain drain bucket. So I had to start over myself. So I joined TYP, Emerging Leaders Council, El Rio Vecinos, and I have met so many amazing people. And I had, you know, in college, I had wished I'd known them at that time, because I'd probably have a lot more friends that stuck around to help grow our region. So I understand the power of storytelling. I have millions of fans and followers in my global cannabis community that I've built called CannaCribs and Growers Network. So I'm just trying to apply that to Tucson to help drive growth in our region when it comes to kind of the future of our workforce and the rising stars that are, you know, rising the ranks today. So it's a personal mission for me. And working with Julie and Aaron, I'm very grateful to have them on board as well, because they really have a unique take, and they're interviewing unique groups as well. So we all three come together and really paint a full picture of who Tucson is and where we want to be.
You know, Nick, I love telling people, hey, Tucson Young Professionals has 650 young professionals in our network. We've 5X'd in a year. People will look at me and go, there's that many young professionals in Tucson? The answer is yes. Getting back to these rising stars, these young men and women who are just really forging a career in Tucson. I know it doesn't seem like that's possible. That's not been the story of Tucson, that this is a place where hundreds and thousands of young professionals can make a life and make a living. But the answer is that it's at least becoming that way. And getting to tell those stories, I think, from even a workforce standpoint, is really important. Aaron, Aaron talks a lot on the mentorship side in this podcast. Nick Morin, you talk to the rising star side. Julie Bonner, before we go to our first break, kind of what's your role in this, and why did you jump on this train to start this new podcast, Old Pueblo, New Economy, here in Tucson?
Sure. So, number one, I love Tucson. I love Arizona. I'm originally from New York, but been here 18 years, and I plan on spending the next 50 years here. My side of things is more on the creative side. So due to my background and kind of entrepreneurial spirit, I love talking to other creatives, not just about the creative work they're doing, but the business side. And I think that doesn't always come natural to being a musician or an artist or a filmmaker. I think the business side is something we can collaborate and talk more about and inspire each other to succeed. And I think that's what Aaron, Nick, and I want, is the talent here in Tucson and Arizona to be showcased, and also to build each other up. And just like Nick came to you with this idea, he's collaborating. And all three of us right now are collaborating to help build up all of these other talented entrepreneurs in our area.
You know, I love that, Julie. One of the things one of my guest hosts on this show actually says a lot, or asks a lot, is why does Tucson hide its best secrets? Right? You go to, and I hate comparing communities, but you can learn from other communities. You go to a place like Phoenix, for example, right? Or any big city, to be honest. The big companies are on the highway. You know where to go to find, you know, where the talent is. You kind of, it's road mapped for you. In Tucson, we're a little quieter about it. Our tech park is, 18 miles outside of the city. Our optics lab is under the stadium. Our talent is quiet. I mean, we hide our best. And so is it any surprise that when we start to talk about Tucson, nobody knows the good things happening, because we don't talk about the good things happening? And it's, in some regards, it's as easy as that shift. And so I celebrate all three of you for jumping in. I do want to pivot in the next segment to maybe some hopes for the podcast, but also some interesting people and ideas that you've had on the podcast. We're right on time for a break. I saw Aaron's gears turning. Anything before we close, Aaron? I have you in studio. I can see it in your eyes. Anything that you want to take us out of this segment on?
Yeah, really, the goal for Old Pueblo New Economy is to drive connectivity in our community, increase collaboration, and speaking from an entrepreneurship perspective, increase access to capital.
Yeah, so important. Let's go to a break on that note. We're with Julie Bonner, Nick Moore, and Aaron Eden. They each run or are part of some extremely successful organizations in town. They're collaborating on a brand new podcast that I think is going to have a huge impact in our community. Let's go to our first break. You're on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk.
Tucson's trusted voice for local news and talk. 1030, The Voice.
Here we go again. The Tucson summer heat is upon us, straining our AC units and our budgets as energy costs go up, and we hope we can get just one more year out of our air conditioners. But did you know changing your AC system out now could drop your power bill by half? All while getting 10 years of warranties and guarantees. The team at Ultra Air Conditioning can get you taken care of with super competitive cost to install and up to $3,000 in rebates. They also have great financing options available. Don't wait. Call today, 392-8008.
With our workforce dispersed to home and the challenges of high unemployment, it's even more difficult to find the right people with the right skill sets. Leading companies are planning how to rebuild their teams and looking for critical talent now. Having a trusted and dedicated talent acquisition partner will give you an edge and have positive impacts on time to hire, retention, and your employment brand. Learn more by visiting yourtalentstore.com and tune into Tipping Point every Friday morning for advice and insights around workforce pivots.
25 years ago, the University of Arizona took a bold step of acquiring an industrial park in southeastern Pima County and transforming it into a university research park. This year, we celebrate 25 years of success at the UA Tech Park. Whether it's the 20 new startups at the University of Arizona Center for Innovation or the new tech park at the Bridges that just opened up, we're celebrating this anniversary year by telling the stories and ideas of Tech Parks Arizona, moving innovation at the speed of business. The Tucson Museum of Art is preparing to reopen after COVID-related closures and are excited to introduce in July 2020 the new Kasser Family Wing. The new wing will allow visitors to experience 3,000 plus years of Latin American history at the Tucson Museum of Art, where you can explore works of art from ancient to contemporary and one of the only exhibits in the country like it. TMA is excited to welcome visitors under new safety protocols. Visit TucsonMuseumOfArt.org to plan your visit. Tucson, if you're like me and my family, COVID-19 has made us take a hard look at our finances and financial planning. If that's you too, give my friends at MassMutual a call at 274-3749. They can help you navigate through these challenging times, integrate your insurance and investments with a purpose and a plan, and create a holistic financial strategy that works for you. Call them at 274-3749 to get started.
Trusted local news and talk all day, every day. 1030 The Voice.
Tucson, welcome on back in, kicking off the week with a really fun conversation that I've been looking forward to with the co-founders, the co-conspirators behind Old Pueblo New Economy, a brand new podcast that is dropping here in Tucson as we speak. Julie Bonner, Nick Morin, Aaron Eden are all with us either in person or on our phone line today talking about this as it launches. Real focus on the mentors, the creatives, and the rising stars that are shaping Tucson's future, a topic that you know I'm all about every day, any day here on the program. I want to get us back into it. We talked about kind of the what and the why last segment. I want to keep fleshing that out. What can people look to experience from this podcast by talking about some of the people and ideas you've gotten to communicate with? Maybe I'll just kind of go around the table again. if you can, we'll see how we can fit this in. But if you want to get into maybe the one guest that you've talked to that kind of shares what's happening in your pillar of this podcast, Aaron Eden, I'll kick off with you. Who have you talked to that you think is a really interesting person or idea in this community?
Yeah, so I've got two areas of focus for the podcast. One is called Mentor Me Live, and the other is called Investor's Corner. And so thinking about Investor's Corner, one of the stories that really stood out to me is the principal of Bluestone Ventures here in town, Mara Espinal. And not only was it extremely powerful as she talked about why she started Bluestone Ventures and the impact that it's having for startups at this point in time, but some of the things that she's personally passionate about in dealing with the COVID pandemic and driving change, leveraging her position to really drive change in our community. And when she looks at that, she's really looking at it as all of Arizona and not just Tucson. So it was really powerful to hear from her and hear her personal stories. And really, you know, I think for entrepreneurs here in Tucson, in a lot of cases, they tend to see investors as sort of a mythological creature, and really helping to humanize these local investors and folks that are that are funding entrepreneurship here in town, I think it's going to be a really powerful opportunity.
Well, they have been, right? I mean, it's they have been mythological creatures.
True.
At least from the outside looking in, Aaron, you get to work with these folks every day and have for many years. But I think to the average bear, venture capital has been a slowly moving, I think, kind of beast in Tucson.
Yeah, I learned that we actually have moved from one or two venture capital firms in our region to over five in the last few years.
Incredible.
It's just amazing how quickly it's grown.
Right.
The flip side, or the other side to that, since I've got two areas of focus, is on the Mentor Me Live sessions. Really, the opportunity in that situation is there's probably three opportunities. One is, it takes a lot of vulnerability to mentor entrepreneurs live and record that. It requires a lot of vulnerability for those entrepreneurs as well, and maybe more on the reverse. And so there's an opportunity for both the entrepreneur and myself to grow through that mentoring session. And then hopefully other mentors in Tucson or in the region pick up tips and tricks along the way that they can apply when helping entrepreneurs as well. So
I love it.
Really, we get a lot of opportunities to drive impact through this podcast.
Very cool. One of my favorite entrepreneurs has been Gary Vaynerchuk. And one of his lines is document, don't create. You know, in other words, where can you document what you're already doing, right? Instead of making this like this massive production where it's like you're getting live with somebody and you're recording it. Hey, that's a podcast. And it's this live organic conversation.
Absolutely.
That's what that reminded me of. My hunch is, I don't know if we're going to get through both Nick and Julie in this segment, but we've got another segment where we can kind of talk about this. But I want to head over to Julie Bonner, one of the co-founders, co-creators of this new podcast in Tucson, Old Pueblo, New Economy. Same question to you, Julie. Maybe what are one or two conversations you've had on the podcast that really highlight what you're trying to do with this audio experience?
Sure. So far I've had a few awesome conversations with, we're talking like musicians, artists, film director, and more. And one of the ones that's live right now on our website and on Spotify and everywhere is with musician Adam Townsend. He's a local musician. He put out a full-length album this past year. And we talked about the process, but we also talked about some of the challenges. So, you know, creating an album, but then what's next? And what are some of the hard things about promoting that? But also, how did he raise capital to have the album produced? He used a crowdfunding campaign. And what were some of the strategy and planning he put into prior to even launching that campaign? So I feel like I love the business side of being a creative. And I feel like these are the things that I love learning about, and I hope that the listeners will love learning about. And at the end of each episode, I try to sum up a few of the key lessons and tips so that you kind of walk away feeling like, oh yeah, that was really cool. I hope I can apply that to my business. Mm-hmm. And many people I'm talking to are creatives, but I'm also talking to creative thinkers. Jackie Scordato is a salon owner who's just so good at marketing and branding. And so we had a really interesting conversation, and that'll come out in a few more weeks. So that's some of the what you can find listening to my creative community podcast.
So we've got mentors, we've got venture capitalists and investors, we've got creatives. Aaron and Julie did such a great job, Nick, that you have 3 minutes now before the end or bottom of the hour to get into a little bit of the rising stars portion. Is there one or two rising stars, kind of some stories that you've been told on the air that really exemplify what you're trying to do with your pillar of this new podcast, Old Pueblo, New Economy?
Yeah, how about 20? So I've done 20 interviews so far, and
of course you
the
have.
Backgrounds are pretty diverse. So I have residential and commercial real estate professionals, construction, politics, technology, nonprofit, healthcare, legal, finance, venture capital, etc. So really the industries are pretty broad, and that's intentional, Zach. I'm really trying to paint a full picture of what it's like to live, work, and play in Tucson. And each interview, it's about an hour long, and the questions are relatively similar. They follow that consistent story arc of live, work, play, but the answers are so diverse. Mm. And I'm not just stopping in Tucson. You know, Rising Stars is a podcast of the 40 Under 40 crowd, and Old Pueblo New Economy is kind of our collective brand for these different podcasts. But I have friends that moved from Tucson to Phoenix. You know, what's it like living, working, and playing in Scottsdale? You know, why did you move? I have friends that I went to U of A with that live in Nogales, Sonora, Hermosillo, Magdalena, de Quino. Like, what's it like living and working and playing there? I really want to strive to have a regional impact. And I think regionally, if we think on that platform and not just, you know, how can we, you know, only in better Tucson, but how can we help our vecinos? How can we help our neighbors? And really rising tide for everyone to lift all of our boats in our region.
Mm. Nick Morin, that's good. And that is a regional question and initiative. You know, we are, even just Phoenix to Tucson, we're considered one of 7 mega regions in the country. There's 7. The Sun Corridor between, you know, Phoenix and Tucson, I would say even to the border, is one of those 7. We don't talk about that enough. It's almost implicit, I guess, some of our conversations. We don't talk about how we are one of 7 noticed, considered regions in the U.S. of A. That's powerful. That's a story that has to be told. When we come back from the break, here's where I'd like to go with it, and I think it'll continue to drive home some of what y'all are talking about and explain the podcast and this collection even more, Old Pueblo, New Economy. I want to know what your definitions are of the phrase new economy. When you say new economy, what does that mean? And then I'm really looking forward to the fourth segment where we'll talk about what is your vision for the Tucson region. That's how we're going to turn the corner here as we head to the bottom of the hour news break. It's not long. Come on right back. We'll continue talking with Aaron, Julie, and Nick from Old Pueblo New Economy, a recently released new podcast series in Tucson. We'll be right back.
CBS News at the top and bottom of every hour. 10:30 The Voice, Tucson's trusted local news and talk.
The Tucson Museum of Art is preparing to reopen after COVID-related closures and are excited to introduce in July 2020 the new Kasser Family Wing. The new wing will allow visitors to experience 3,000-plus years of Latin American history at the Tucson Museum of Art, where you can explore works of art from ancient to contemporary and one of the only exhibits in the country like it. TMA is excited to welcome visitors under new safety protocols. Visit TucsonMuseumOfArt.org to plan your visit. What are the community stories that define us? Talking about these stories are what Tipping Point is about and what Storyteller PR, a public relations firm in Tucson, has been doing meaningfully for years in our community. Storyteller PR activates publicity, social media, and event production to establish and strengthen the reputation of Southern Arizona brands and organizations. What story do you need to tell? Visit us at StorytellerPR.com to learn more. whyloverewhereilive.com. It's a brand and movement that began here in Tucson to spark gratitude and celebrate the good things about where we live. Like so many local businesses right now, their physical location at the MSA Annex is dealing with changes to hours and operation, but I'm so proud of how they've pivoted to online sales and a virtual website tour of their brand new space so you can see what they're up to. Go to whyloverewhereilive.com right now and buy local to invest in the people that keep our economy going. Support for this program comes from Vantage West Credit Union, a member-owned financial institution dedicated to the mission of making this community too strong to fail. Banks own you, you own us. Vantage West, member NCUA.
Trusted local news and talk. 1030, The Voice.
Tucson, welcome back on the air and into the 1030 The Voice studios. This is Zach Yen. So you're listening to Tipping Point, daily in-depth news, conversation, and talk about the people, ideas, and issues shaping Tucson's future. Tucson, if you're like me and my family, COVID-19 has made us take a really hard look at our finances and financial planning. If that's you too, give my friends over at Mass Mutual a call at 274-3749. They can help you navigate through these challenging times, integrate your insurance and investments with a purpose and a plan, and create a holistic financial strategy that works for you. Call them at 274-3749 to get started. These are the guys that do Financial Friday, a quick segment every week here on Tipping Point that provides professional and thoughtful advice for the young professional and the experienced investor alike. Back in studio, we have Aaron Eden. On the line is Julie Bonner and Nick Moore, and they are the co-creators of a new podcast series in Tucson called Old Pueblo, New Economy. We've spent the last couple segments talking about kind of the what and the why and some of the stories. But I really want to get into this phrase, new economy. It is slowly starting to come into, I think, the kind of general lexicon, not as much in Tucson. But my question for these three, this part of the hour, is what do you mean when you say new economy? What is the new economy that Tucson should be stepping into? I want to start with our in-studio guest on this one, Aaron Eden. What are some of the community needs that can be solved by Tucson stepping into the new economy? And what is that new economy? When you say that, what do you mean?
Yeah, I talked before about the three C's of it for me: the connectivity, the collaboration, and the capital. It's really, how do we ensure that we have more abundance and less scarcity mindset and focus on really the good things that are happening, the good news? There's so many difficult things that are going on right now, but really it's about spotlighting and driving that. There was a report recently from, I'm forgetting who published it, maybe it'll come to me as we talk, a report recently that showed that one of the critical components to an entrepreneur's success is actually the level of connectivity they have to others in their community. Mm-hmm. Whether that's mentors, investors, other entrepreneurs, whatever the case is, the strength of their network is one of the key levers that dictates whether their endeavor is successful. And so I think really our opportunity with this is to help entrepreneurs know where to go. And when they arrive there with mentors, that they connect with mentors that are leading through inquiry and helping them develop as entrepreneurs and continue mm-hmm. to grow. And all of that together then drives positive economic success locally.
I just want to follow up on that. Is there, when I think new economy, I think, well, then that must mean there's an old economy. So when we talk about that shift into the new economy, give me a glimpse of what that looks like.
Yeah, it's a world where the entrepreneur can really quickly figure out what's needed for them to drive success in their endeavor, have the right support in accomplishing that, and that they have the ability to create more value for their customers. It's really about helping others and creating value for others. If all of us are doing a little bit more of that, it actually mm-hmm. increases the standard of living for everyone. Mm-hmm. If you innovate more effectively, the cost of those things comes down, right? You look at technology right now, and you know, what used to be thousands of dollars, you can get a supercomputer in your pocket, right? And that enabling that for everybody is how we continue to have the rising tide lift all boats.
Julie Bonner, I want to ask you kind of that same question. Aaron took a stab at it, so he gave you more time to think about it. Julie, you know, you work for one of the most innovative space tech companies in Tucson. We try to spotlight what you and Freefall are doing on that side of things as much as we can here on Tipping Point. When you say Old Pueblo, New Economy, again, I think, okay, well, there's been an economy we're in. What does the new economy look like? What future are you vision casting, Julie Bonner? How would you answer that question as one of the co-founders of this new podcast series, Old Pueblo, New Economy?
Well, I think that's a really good question. When I think of kind of a new economy or economy in general, really it's about sharing things of value. And I think how I picture like this new economy is us continuing to collaborate and sharing things of value, like Aaron mentioned, like lifting each other up. And also an economy, everyone's affected, you know, by that. And so we love Arizona. We're all staying in Arizona. And we want everyone to feel supported. And a fun fact, actually, is Aaron mentioned how sometimes there's a lot of negativity right now in the news or maybe about Arizona in general. And, you know, we want to bring positivity to Tucson and Arizona. And we actually created this podcast. Most of this basically is during this pandemic. We have not met in person once. It's been totally virtual. And kind of showing like that we can collaborate despite maybe tricky circumstances right now. So I think the new economy is kind of a future of more growth and collaboration and making Arizona a place, like Nick mentioned, to work, live, and play.
Yeah, you know, I love, I think it was Mayor Peduto of Pittsburgh. He said the future is shared, it's electric, it's autonomous. One man's definition of the new economy. Nick Morin, anything to add into this conversation? Same question to you. Old Pueblo, new economy means there was an old one. We're transitioning to the new economy. What does that new economy look like? What are you hearing? Maybe give us a story from one of the rising stars that you mentioned, 20 of them. Is there one that you think tells the story of what the next looks like?
Rats, I kind of see the new economy broken down into three T's. Aaron gave you three C's, so I'll give you three T's. So I see it as talent, technology, and timing. That really drives the tipping point, right, the namesake of your show, of our mega region of the Sun Corridor. So when it comes to talent, I mean, every single young professional that I've interviewed, they are leading growth in our region in their own unique way. When it comes to technology, you know, one of my friends recently shared this quote with me. This is the ex-CTO of Walmart. Walmart, the, you know, multi-billion dollar global, corporation. So he said, we have seen more growth in e-commerce in the past 4 months as we've seen in the past 4 years, which kind of follows up with COVID is not really a change agent, but it's an accelerant that is bringing us into the future faster. So that's really the technology component of the new economy. And thirdly, it's timing. You know, the stars are aligning for our region right now. And, you know, recording this in Q3 of 2020, we have so many unique factors. And really, Zach, I've interviewed 20 people, including yourself so far. Everyone has a unique story, but they kind of all fall into this region of wanting to punch above our weight class, so to speak, and really take us into that new economy as our, you know, talent, technology, and timing are aligning.
I want to go back to Aaron on this one, kind of maybe wearing your community investment corporation hat. What is the new economy potential of Tucson and Southern Arizona right now, as you see it? Again, a time where people really don't step back and go, here's our potential. Now, but when you're looking at our potential right here, right now, Q3 2020, as Nick Morin said just now, even in the seat you sit at with CIC, what are you seeing for that kind of new, right? We're not going to go back to the way it was. What are some of the new things that you're seeing pop up?
I think the biggest opportunity is that Tucson has shown over and over again that we are one of the most collaborative and innovative cities around. We're constantly looking at new ways of doing things. And so I don't know how to actually put a number or a metric against what you just asked, but I think really there is no limit, because if you think about such a sort of a, you know, throwing a pebble into a pond, right? When one of us helps one other person, that's the pebble hitting the pond, but you end up with this ripple effect. And so I don't think there's a limit or a boundary to the mm-hmm. amount of positive impact we can create by just helping each other.
I want to stop there and head to our last break of the hour a little bit early, because I want to come back and ask each of these three co-creators, co-founders of this new podcast series in Tucson, Old Pueblo, New Economy, they knew I was going to ask them about their vision for Tucson. I'm going to put a number to it. It's going to be this: in 10 years, what will people be saying about Tucson? In 10 years, what will people be saying in Tucson? Old Pueblo, New Economy. We'll be right back with Aaron, with Nick, with Julie after a short break here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk.
Trusted local news and talk all morning on 1030 The Voice.
Hey Tucson, Zach Yenser here, and I'm excited to celebrate a business that is near and dear to my heart and making it through COVID-19 successfully. Decibel Coffee Works is excited to announce they are open again for your business from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the MSA Annex, just a block west of the 10 on Cushing and Avenida del Convento. Come on by for a quick cup of quality roasted hot or cold brew, or get free shipping when you order two or more bags of coffee online. Head to decibelcoffeeworks.com for more info. What are the community stories that define us? Talking about these stories are what Tipping Point is about, and what Storyteller PR, a public relations firm in Tucson, has been doing meaningfully for years in our community. Storyteller PR activates publicity, social media, and event production to establish and strengthen the reputation of Southern Arizona brands and organizations. What story do you need to tell? Visit us at storytellerpr.com to learn more. Here we go again. The Tucson summer heat is upon us, straining our AC units and our budgets as energy costs go up, and we hope we can get just one more year out of our air conditioners. But did you know changing your AC system out now could drop your power bill by half? All while getting 10 years of warranties and guarantees. The team at Ultra Air Conditioning can get you taken care of with super competitive cost to install and up to $3,000 in rebates. They also have great financing options available. Don't wait. Call today, 392-8008.
With our workforce dispersed to home and the challenges of high unemployment, it's even more difficult to find the right people with the right skill sets. Leading companies are planning how to rebuild their teams and looking for critical talent now. Having a trusted and dedicated talent acquisition partner will give you an edge and have positive impacts on time to hire, retention, and your employment brand. Learn more by visiting yourtalentstore.com and tune into Tipping Point every Friday morning for advice and insights around workforce pivots.
25 years ago, the University of Arizona took a bold step of acquiring an industrial park in southeastern Pima County and transforming it into a university research park. This year, we celebrate 25 years of success at the UA Tech Park. Whether it's the 20 new startups at the University of Arizona Center for Innovation or the new tech park at the Bridges that just opened up, we're celebrating this anniversary year by telling the stories and ideas of Tech Parks Arizona, moving innovation at the speed of business. Support for this program comes from Vantage West Credit Union, a member-owned financial institution dedicated to the mission of making this community too strong to fail. Banks own you, you own us. Vantage West, member NCUA.
This is The Voice, 1030, Tucson's trusted news and talk.
Tucson, welcome back as we wrap up a fast-moving conversation with the co-creators of a new podcast series in Tucson called Old Pueblo, New Economy. Nick Morin, Julie Bonner, Aaron Eden, all from three high-growth, high-impact companies and organizations themselves here in Tucson. We introduced them earlier on in the hour. who are now collaborating on a kind of one-stop shop to talk to mentors, with mentees, to investors, to creatives, and to rising stars about what the future of Tucson looks like. And now I know your emphasis, all three of you, is interviewing people with those stories. But I know all three of you have your own idea, and it certainly is infused throughout Old Pueblo New Economy. We've got about 3 minutes for each of you. I want to start with Nick Morin on this one. Nick Morin, in 10 years, what will somebody reading the paper some morning in New York City read and know and understand and feel about Tucson, Arizona? Oh, Nick, are we there? Hey, John, are we there with Nick? All right, let me circle back to Aaron Eden. Aaron, how about you answer that question?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, someone living in New York 10 years from now, it's a huge city, and we're seeing right now what it's like to live in a big city with a global pandemic, and sometimes an open desert is worth it. But 10 years from now, I think really the three things that people will be saying about Tucson the most is that we are the number one city to work remotely from in North America, giving our standard of living, activities, work-life balance. When people are working remote, maybe they don't need to spend, you know, a disproportionate amount of their income on a mortgage payment or a rent payment in San Francisco or Brooklyn or Manhattan. I think the second thing, Zach, is Tucson is and will become the linchpin to the Sun Corridor mega region. You know, having a partnership and relationship with Sonora and having everything go through Tucson to go throughout the rest of the country, I think Tucson will be that central hub for that relationship. And thirdly, just keeping it fun. I think Tucson's a world leader in gastronomy, and we have so much delicious food. We have the UNESCO, City of Gastronomy Destination, 23 miles of Mexican food. So I think we're just going to continue to build off of that.
Man, Nick, amazing. I kind of asked you a different question than you thought I was going to ask, and it sounds like you prepared that, which is awesome. Nick, thank you. I love those three things, and I actually agree with you on all three of those. Let's go over to Julie Bonner. Julie, same question to you. I won't repeat it for time's sake, but same question to you. What is Tucson in 10 years?
I feel, it's funny, I'm using the word feel, but what I wanted to talk about is how people feel when they're in Tucson. And to me, creatives help make our community feel awesome. When you walk around and you see a mural by, say, Joe Padgick or Ashley White or whom, you know, we have so many incredible artists here. You think, wow, you just feel good. And then listening to live music by some of the other people I'm interviewing, it just makes you feel good. And I want Tucson to feel like that. I know a lot of people come visit Tucson, but I want it to feel amazing to all the people that live here and feel like they live in a place they want to stay and they're proud of. That's something that I think we can encourage and is going to get better and better.
Julie, I just, if I can get 60 more seconds of your follow-up on that, I would say that Tucson is proud of itself. Would you agree or disagree? And then explain that extra level of pride that you just mentioned.
I think maybe amongst us, like on this podcast and you, Zach, you know, we're really proud of Tucson. And I think there's as many people in our community that are, but I also feel like there's many people that leave because of possibly other opportunities. And so I think it's something that can still be improved. So I think we're proud to be here. We're going to try to build this up. But I think I really want a majority, more and more of the community to feel good and stay here. And I want my son, who's almost 10, I want him to hopefully stay here and be proud and have opportunities. And, you know, we talked about technology, like Tucson and Arizona can be an amazing space state. We have amazing space companies, just like we mentioned Freefall, but locally we have Paragon and just so many fantastic companies that will offer many, many opportunities. And so there'll be technology company opportunities, but I want it to be more than just those opportunities. I want people to be excited about the day-to-day, like spending the weekends, your evenings, going out, past the pandemic. But I think there's a lot to look forward to, and I think all three of us are excited to help support that.
Yeah. Julie, I love it. I keep pushing. No one's taking me up on it yet, on the brand of Tucson being your big idea lives here. If that's to start a great tech company, amazing. If it's to enjoy great food three times a week, your big idea lives here. If you want to start your career here, your big idea lives here. If you want this to be your last stop and a great wide open space to enjoy your last decade or so after a life well done, your big idea lives here. No one's taking me up on it yet, but I've got a mic, so I'm gonna keep talking about it.
Zach, I know a graphic designer that could help you on that.
We might need to get this thing on paper for it to go anywhere. You might have a point, Julie.
Yep.
You're awesome. Aaron Eden, same question.
I envision a future for Tucson where we have thousands of entrepreneurs that are able to say, I would not have been successful if it hadn't been, if I had been anywhere outside the old Pueblo, I would not have been successful.
That gave me chills.
The abundance of entrepreneurs and mentors and investors did nothing but help me to grow. And I think that's really the future that we want to create, is where entrepreneurs feel like they're supported, and it's really hard work launching a startup.
It is.
All of us that are supporting need to be helping them create more value and grow as an individual.
You know, the tide is changing, and I'm a Tucson optimist. I want to say that before I say what I'm about to say next. I think there's still a sense that you succeed in Tucson in spite of Tucson. Let's just be point blank and honest. The tide is turning. It's a tide that needs to turn. I want it to turn in 10 years to what you're saying, Aaron, where someone says, I succeeded because I was in Tucson. And I think Julie and Aaron and Nick can all agree with me on this, that Tucson has all the pieces, right? Nothing we've talked about today is aspirational, where it's like, well, we got to get, you know, this big piece and this big piece. We're not that far behind our best possible future. The pieces just have to become more connected, more cohesive. The stories have to be told. Everything is in here in Tucson. We just don't open the toolbox. And until we do that, we have inspirational people like Nick, like Julie, like Aaron that keep telling us, do that. Open that toolbox. Get to work. The pieces are here. The future is ahead of us. Y'all answered that question so efficiently. We've got about 4 minutes left. I want to leave at least 1 minute to make sure that we talk about the website and where people can go and follow along. But any last words from anybody who wants to jump in before we close? We're talking to the co-creators of Old Pueblo New Economy. Anybody want to jump in with last thoughts?
I would just say thank you, Zach, for giving us this platform and opportunity to share our stories and share our messages, and we just need to continue to do that. Lift up the success stories and help others get there by providing platforms to share their stories. You know, the tipping point when I reached out to you a year and a half ago, Zach, I wanted to make sure we didn't have too much of an overlap, but a part of that is okay. A part of that is okay to have an overlap of guests, because it's really the story arc that we're right, going forward with. And I think we need to have more tipping points, more Old Pueblo New Economy. Yep. So if anyone out there wants to do a podcast or wants to be on one of our podcast shows, just reach out. We're always happy to, you know, share your story.
Yeah, I mean, if, you know, that one tactic in sales, right? Someone has to hear your message 7 times for them to start moving towards, you know, a decision. You know, if Free Fall story, if CIC's story, if your story, Nick, and others can be told 7 times in a short period of time, that's what needs to happen. Let's blue sky this thing, right? You know, I think Tucson, it gets so competitive, and we like, you know, we like to just fight over the scraps of a small piece of the pie rather than ask, how do we grow the pie? So I'm with you, Nick. Yeah, I'm with you totally. I see Aaron's gears turning. I can't see Julie's. Julie, any final thoughts in 30 seconds or less?
I hope, number one, that everyone can give a listen. Our website's oldpuebloneweconomy.com, and we have a few episodes right now, you know, on Spotify and every place that you kind of listen to. But also reaching out, like Nick mentioned. So we're all on LinkedIn or through the website. You can reach out to us. If you have any interesting ideas, we'd love to learn more. And I think we just want to keep collaborating and keep talking to everybody. So we appreciate you having us on today.
Julie Bonner, thank you so much. Aaron, close us out. Give us the website one more time. Speaking of seven times, give us the website. Give us where people can listen, and we'll take off.
OldPuebloNewEconomy.com, or you could do OPNE.biz if you want to hit it short. And okay. I want to give a shout out and a thank you to Community Investment Corporation as well. They're our founding sponsor for this project, and they've been fighting this good fight for 25 plus years. So we're building on the shoulders of giants in launching this. And I love what Nick said about inviting others to join in the message.
Amen. I love it a ton. Thank you all. Aaron Eden, Julie Bonner, Nick Morin. That's it for today. Thanks for spending the hour with us. Good luck. And I hope people go and check out your podcast. Y'all take care and stay healthy.
Thank you.
When we come back on Tuesday, the 21st, it's going to be a District 1 day. We have Rhonda Pena and Bill Beard both calling in to discuss their campaign here in the closing weeks of the Republican primary in District 1 for the Pima County Board of Supervisors seat held by Allie Miller, who is not running for a third term. We'll do that and talk more news and politics and issues as we always do here on Tipping Point. Until then, Tucson, this is your host, Zach Yenser, signing out. We'll see you on 10:30 The Voice tomorrow, Tuesday the 21st. Stay safe, stay healthy.